Masechet Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says Dachon Kira, a shelf that was used right near the Kira. It's a shelf that's attached to the outside of the Kira. We say is Tahor because of the Kira. It doesn't become Tameh when the Kira becomes Tameh. It has nothing to do with it. V'tameh Mishum Keli Kibul, but it does become Tameh in its own right as an earthenware utensil that has a container. A shelf here was made with earthenware like the Kira, but it's not considered to be part of the Kira, but it's considered to be its own entity. It has a rim around it, and therefore it's considered to be a container, so it could become Tameh when something Tameh enters its airspace. Hasedadin Shelo, even though the shelf is not Tameh with the Kira, there's one part of it that there's a machloket about that we'll say now. The Hasedadin Shelo, the walls alongside the side of the shelf, Hanogea Bahem Eno Tameh Mishum Kira. If someone touches them, he does not become Tameh on account of the Kira. In other words, if the Kira became Tameh, things that touch the side of the shelf do not become Tameh because the shelf itself did not become Tameh. Harahav Shelo Rebbe Meir Metahed, but the wide wall of the back of the shelf, where the shelf connects to the Kira, is part of the Kira and is part of the shelf, and therefore we have a machloket about it. The shelf here is wider at the back on the spot that is connected to the Kira than it is in the front, so it has like a triangle shape. The shelf is attached to the Kira, so the outside of the Kira along the back wall is what we're talking about. Rebbe Meir Metahed, says Rebbe Meir, it's Tahor. It's considered to be part of the shelf. If something touched the back wall of the shelf, it remains Tahor, even though the Kira is Tameh. Even though we say if you have an earthenware utensil that became Tameh, it transmits Tum'ah from its outside as well. The part of the Kira that we're talking about over here is really the shelf. So the part of the Kira is also the back of the shelf. It doesn't give off tum'ah to things that touch it because we treat this part of the Kira as the shelf. And therefore, it is not considered to be part of the Kira. Rabbi Yehuda metameh, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is tameh. The back wall of the shelf is also considered to be part of the Kira, not part of the shelf. Now the Mishnah will bring another example of a shelf used for Kira that's treated as its own entity. Ve'ken ha'kofet ha'sal ve'oseh al gabav Kira. The same idea applies to somebody who turns over a basket and makes a Kira on top of it. They have a basket, they flip it over, and it's being used to support the bottom of the Kira. The basket here is wider than the Kira and extends past the Kira like a shelf. So the basket is not considered to be part of the Kira. It does not become Tameh when the Kira becomes Tameh. It's a keli on its own and becomes Tameh like any other wooden keli utensil.